Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here, toll free, 855-453, that's the number, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, we've got Ian.
And Mark.
Teenager has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. This happened yesterday for providing so-called material support to terrorism. And by that, apparently that means running a Twitter account that celebrated the terrorist group ISIS and taught others how to send them money through Bitcoin. The case, according to Andrew McCabe, assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, in a statement says that Amin's case serves as a reminder of how persistent and pervasive online radicalization has become. The FBI, through our joint terrorism task forces, remains dedicated to protecting the United States against the ongoing violent threat posed by ISIL and their supporters. Even though, of course, this young man didn't ever conduct a single act of violence, he might have applauded someone else's acts of violence. He might have helped others understand how to possibly send money to support those acts of violence, but he himself didn't actually commit any acts of violence, and now he's going to prison for 11 years. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy. It seems a very reasonable thing to have happened.
What part is reasonable?
Well, it's reasonable because it's pretty obvious he picked a team while enjoying the life that is provided here in the United States, right? Like, he picked the site of ISIS without moving there. What he should have done as a 17-year-old, has picked up his life and moved to the Islamic State, and then he should have done all the Twittering and all these things that he would have, all the propaganda. Because the United States has put no one that I am aware of in prison that has been, giving out positive ISIS materials who are actually in that area, the Levant.
Well, I'm really disappointed in you tonight, Mark, because I thought you were for free speech, and it sounds to me like you think that this guy is just getting what he deserves. Oh, how dare he support ISIS in the United States? He should have gone somewhere else, and this is not a free country. You shouldn't be able to speak freely in the United States if you're criticizing the government.
Well, I think that he's not criticizing the government. He's advocating for another one.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's really the crux of it here. He's not advocating for freedom. He's advocating actually for the opposite. And that's one of the issues that I have with the situation. Treason is not the advocation of the destruction of the current state, it's more the evocation for the rule of another state. And so in this case, that's sort of what he's done. And treason is an issue of the transference of information. Just about all the crimes of treason out there have to do with people who are transferring information to others, not so much people who are, fighting one side or another.
The definition of treason doesn't include what you just mentioned, the idea that you are supporting someone else's state. Certainly that could be seen as treasonous, but, the definition of it here, according to dictionary.com, is noun, the offense of acting to overthrow one's government or to harm or kill its sovereign, two, a violation of allegiance to one's sovereign or to one's state.
Yeah, I think that could,
anarchists could be considered treasonous as well.
Frankly, anybody who's against any government agency at all, according to that definition.
And
right?
Anybody who speaks in opposition to any state or in favor of another state, I think should have protected free speech in the United States. You could share your thoughts at 855-453, but maybe I'm in the minority. Jake is in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to, I believe, WIBC. Hello, Jake. Do we have Jake in Greenwood? Jake in Greenwood going once. Jake in Greenwood going twice. Maybe there's a technical difficulty. We'll try Adam in St. George, Utah. Do we have Adam in St. George?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, Adam. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I just moved here to St. George and found your guys' radio station, and I love it. I think that you guys really bring up some awesome stuff that you talk about, and I think it's really interesting how
Thanks.
We're talking about free speech and I don't know. I just think it's interesting how we say that that kid should go to jail because he committed treason or whatever for supporting and aiding the enemy or whatever. But if you look at guys like Patrick Henry and the Founding Fathers, they were British citizens, and they fought and advocated against the British government using speech. And that's why they, that's why we have the 10 Amendments to the Constitution, and especially why free speech is so important, is because they understood when your government becomes corrupt, you have to have the ability to speak out against your government. And so I think it's ridiculous that we're at the point where we're justifying sending people to jail for speaking out against their government or speaking for groups that, that aren't against the government. I can understand if you're supplying bombs to ISIS or something like that, then that would be treason. But anyway, free speech, I just don't think a lot of people get it anymore. And I wanted to talk about one other thing, just make one point. I think it's really interesting, speaking about foreign policy, how whenever 9/11 happened, George Bush came out and he was like basically saying, it's horrible, terrorism is the worst it's ever been, we've never seen anything like this. And I just want to point out that whenever we first came to this country, look at what we did to the Indians. We came in, we took over their lands, and they raided our settlements. They scalped the men, raped the women and the mothers, and burned the houses with the children. And I don't know what you would call that. It's not terrorism. So it's nothing new. It's what happens when you invade other people's lands and tell them what to do. So I just think we're doing ourselves an injustice whenever we pick a group of people like Latinos, or whenever we say the Muslims are all terrorists. We're the ones over there bombing them and destroying their homes, and we've killed hundreds of thousands of citizens. And if a country came into our country and did what we're doing over in the Middle East, then we would be attacking that country as hard as we could. And they would
be livid. And that's why I asked the guy earlier, how he would feel if the Chinese decided to start bombing his neighborhood. And he gave the correct answer. That is that he would be really pissed off, and, you know, he'd want to do something about it.
Right.
Well, guess what? They're pretty mad, too, that the U.S. government is bombing their neighborhood. So you're right on, Adam. Thanks for the call tonight. Glad you found Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think that many Americans, it's very difficult for them to stand in the shoes of what it must be like for people around the world.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be a victim of bombing. That sounds absolutely horrifying.
Even if you just think that it could happen to you, right? Like, if you're in the geographic area of Wahiristan or Yemen or a variety of places, the potential of death from the sky is pretty high, or at least it's there. Right here in the United States, there have been no one that I know of has been killed by a bomb dropped from remote control airplane. But it happens over there, and the wrong house is sometimes hit. The wrong people are sometimes killed.
And when you say sometimes, you mean hundreds of thousands of innocent people have perished. I know
not from drone bombings.
Well, I'm just talking about the U.S. government over there in general attacking people. Wasn't the Iraq body count up to a few hundred thousand or
more
something
than 100,
like that?
Certainly the State Department's numbers are more than 100,000 noncombatants were killed.
Let's talk to Mike in Nowhere, Tennessee. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good morning. The issue I wanted to talk about was giving you some facts about the situation, which was apparently a stage shooting in Virginia. And I can.
Oh, no. Are you serious with this? Go ahead. I want to hear it. What do you got?
Well, let's just look at the facts. Number one, if this is to be a shooting where the cameraman is literally, and anybody that's a cameraman knows this, those close-up shots occur because you're literally a foot away from the person's face. You don't zoom in. Those cameras don't have a zoom, okay?
What are you talking about?
Wait.
You're talking about a man with a gun, his camera?
No, sir. Listen to me. Before you interrupt me and throw me off, listen to me.
Number one, if you're going to be given misinformation on the air, I'm going to interrupt you and stop you. I am a camera man. I have a video camera, and I've operated professional video cameras, and they absolutely have a zoom on them. What are you talking about? I mean, this is just ridiculous from the start. But go ahead. Point number two.
Did you see the camera that the camera operator was using, not the gunman?
Yes, I did.
Does that camera have a zoom?
Pretty much every – I can't identify the model of camera from the gunman's video.
When you do your homework, you'll find that it does not have a zoom. There is no
ridiculous
way that the cameraman could have got a full body
shot. What kind of professional video camera doesn't have a zoom on it? I have never heard of this.
Most of them do not. Professional ones do not have a zoom. Anyway, but you know, you're the professional, but look at the photograph of this guy's full body image, you would have had to been 15 feet away to get a full body image with that camera. Okay, number two, the woman, Allison Parks, she has the dark eyes, she has the bleached blonde hair, her father.
All right, I got to know what the point of all this is. Why did they fake the shooting? Stand by, Mike, this shooting this week in Virginia of the news reporter. Ridiculous.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can dial toll free and you can bring up any kind of poppycock nonsense that you want here. Really? That's what the guy who actually did hang on, we're going to bring him back on here in a moment, is he's calling to tell us that he believes that this Virginia shooting that happened this week, that made headlines and happened on live television, this horrible shooting of a man shooting a cameraman and a journalist, just absolutely shocking. That's what happened. But he's saying that it's a conspiracy theory, that it was faked or the false flag or whatever. We'll get to his theory here in a moment. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. At Bitcoinist.net, they have a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, fintech and blockchain news, plus sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies. From beginners to experts, Bitcoinist.net, that's BitcoinIST.net. And we will continue here. Mike calling from nowhere, Tennessee. First, he makes the ridiculous claim that professional video cameras have no zoom, that most of them have no zoom. I've never heard of that before, and I've
the
worked...
Internet certainly brings up some professional cameras with zooms.
Right. Why you would want to buy a camera that will cost you thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in certain cases, why you would not want that to have the most basic of features of a video camera, which is a zoom lens, I don't understand that, but let's not get bogged down in that claim for a moment, Mike.
You just said the operative word, lens. The camera doesn't have a zoom, the lens does. He didn't have a zoom lens. Okay, you just answered my question. Give me 20 seconds and you'll get all the facts. I don't deal in conspiracies. I deal in facts. Number one,
sure.
No blood at the scene, no recoil of the woman when she's supposed to be shot. She would have recoiled if she'd been hit. No recoil of the camera in his other hand. We're supposed to believe he's shooting a pistol, and he's able to hold it so smoothly, there's no recoil. Not going to happen. Number two.
9mm. Not very.
You're saying he was shooting a... You're saying, sir, that he was shooting a... Yeah. Okay, so
brown eyes and bleached blonde hair. She has pertussis, which is a Native American condition. She is not related to those two people. No emotion by the father in the event. 2 hours later, he did an interview with no emotion.
What do you think this was all about?
No emotion by the boyfriend whose video, if you look at the clock on the video in the metadata.
I've heard enough, okay? There's websites where I'm sure people can go and listen to this nonsense. Look, what is your theory then for why this shooting happened? How did they convince this man to go and shoot these people? Or are you going to say it wasn't the person who they say did it?
Who knows the reason why they do these things, other than to take away the father. The very next day says he's going to make his lifelong mission to eliminate the gun show.
So?
Where people can buy guns.
Are you surprised by that? Are you shocked about that? I mean, most parents, when they when their kids are killed, come out with statements like that about how they want to restrict more people's freedom.
No, sir, you're wrong. I've known people that have lost children in different events, and they are so beside themselves, they can't come out.
I mean, the fact that you can watch video footage of people, being threatened and shot, and then say, oh, well, that didn't happen the way I saw it happen. I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre to me.
You're not using your brain because there's no blood, there's no recoil.
Were you at the scene of the crime, sir? Did you clean it up?
You don't have to be there to look at the evidence they've already shown you. It's just like 9/11.
What evidence? The evidence of a cell phone video or a GoPro or whatever? I mean, that's not exactly the highest resolution. And besides that, when you watch the shooting of these people... All right, I've had enough. Thanks, Mike, for the call. When you watch the video of this, Mark, did you ever get around to...
Yeah, I watched the video, sadly.
He clearly misses the first shot. Clearly misses the first shot. And there's a good chance he missed the second and third shots as well. I mean, it's true, the woman turns around and runs away, and I can understand why someone would think, oh, well, if you were shot, you wouldn't exactly turn around and run away. But there have been instances of people who've been shot and don't even know they're shot.
It's a 9mm. It's not exactly known for its stopping power.
Right.
From what I've heard from people who've been in situations like this is that you would be surprised how little blood there is, and that that people tend to react entirely different than the television. This isn't TV.
Yeah.
This isn't movies.
Right. I mean, you're expecting the blood pack to go off in their chest and, like, spray everything everywhere. And I'm sorry, it's not an R-rated movie.
Look, I'm... I'm willing to listen to facts on things as best I can. The guy didn't get to really give them out very well.
Oh, but, he gave out a bunch of them. I heard.
Yeah, but I wasn't impressed with what I did here. I'm sick of people coming up with a conspiracy theory every time something bad happens.
Yes, look, ridiculous.
Bad things happen in the world.
Right. The idea that there are no crazy people out there who are just acting on their own volition, that it's all a part of some sort of government conspiracy theory. Get out of the basement sometime, okay? And get into the real world.
The government's full of people, and people sometimes do bad things. And besides, that's what our lizard shape shifting overlords have made us say.
Let's talk to Dave listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Another day in paradise. Yeah, it was interesting because I heard some information a couple weeks ago where some folks were, the feds were looking at them because they were planning on traveling over to Syria, I guess, to join up with ISIS. And as a result, they were detained and arrested just on the assumption that that's what they were going to do. And then your solution to the guy that ended up recently getting jail time for sending out information on ISIS was that he should have traveled over there and into an environment where it was more conducive to his thought process. But, you know, once again, I don't know where you can, how you can be arrested for them assuming that you're going to travel overseas in order to join a group.
It's a thought crime. It's a thought crime. I mean, even if you did give evidence, like even if you posted on the internet, I'm going to go join ISIS, and then you bought a plane ticket, it's still a thought crime until you actually go join ISIS and then hurt somebody. I think you should be able to join ISIS and get the hell out of there once you've realized you've made a huge mistake and not have to go to prison when you come home, you know, realizing that you've blown it. I mean, that's going to be punishment enough.
Yeah. That's my thought process too. Is like if you want to be stupid enough to go over there and take your chances with them or getting taken out by, once again, you know, a drone or whatever. But
I suspect ISIS is one of those organizations that once you join, you don't exactly get to leave. So if somebody joins and tries to leave, they're going to have ISIS after them, and apparently they'll have the U.S. government after them. Hey, Dave,
well,
thanks for your call. Go ahead.
You still there?
Yep. Go ahead.
What's the end result of a thought crime when it gets prosecuted? Do people will they actually be convicted?
Oh, he's been convicted. He's going to this 17-year-old is going to prison for 11 years.
I'm talking about the folks that have been arrested for the fact that they were planning on traveling over there.
They'll go to prison too.
The feds thought they were going to go over to join ISIS and arrested them.
Jury, and the feds will do their best to make them look like they were going to do that, and likely the jury will agree with the feds because juries are docile and obedient, and they do what they're told. So I suspect they'll probably end up behind bars as well. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and we've got time for you if you want to join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Whether it's ridiculous conspiracy theory or whatever happens to be on your mind, maybe you want to talk about the ISIS thing, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
A very ridiculously dressed Mark who is...
King Mark to you.
He has donned... No, it is not. He has donned a robe of some sort. What do you call that? A shawl? What is that?
I don't know what kings wear. It's a mantle.
A kingly... Yeah, there you go. Kingly mantle. He has a very silly hat with a very big... red stone emblazoned on the,
yep,
on the front.
You can see it at cam.freetalklive.com.
You can. I'll actually put the camera right on you because you were given this from our friend Derek J. Freeman.
Yeah, he gave me the mantle. The crown that he gave me can't really be worn with headphones, so I've got my own plush crown that I bought for just this purpose.
It was a going-away gift from our buddy Derek J., yeah, who is heading out on a new journey in his life. Those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you know and you love Derek J., likely. And, of course, you can always grab him on his video, Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, which you can go and watch for free anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com. Of course, it's sad to see him go, but he is, I think, going to be having a good time out in San Francisco, which is his destination, and I'm sure we'll see him back here. Actually, he says he's coming back for Keenvention, so that's exciting.
Really? That soon?
Yeah, that's right. Because Keenvention's that good of an event, Mark. It's going to draw him all the way back here from California. He's awesome like that. So go check out more of Derek J. Freeman, our good friend and former co-host here on Free Talk Live over at victimlesscrimespree.com and his website, thederekj.com. Right back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jake, listening in Greenwood. Jake, do we actually have you this time? I think we had some technical difficulties before.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm here.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I called to discuss one topic, but being on hold and listening to these past few callers, I'm actually going to talk about something else. There's
sure.
a caller a couple calls ago named Craig, and he said that he feels that us as Americans shouldn't be tracked. And I'm wondering, is there anybody else out there who believes that we're actually already being tracked? I mean, the government can, you know, tap into our phones, tap into our IP addresses, and view damn near anything they want. I mean,
yep, that's true.
I mean, I think that no matter who you vote for, if you vote for, you know, Trump, by all means, please don't. But if you vote for Trump, you vote for Clinton, you vote for Sanders, whoever you vote for, this electoral college is going to elect whoever they want to be as this leader. And I feel like we really don't have a say-so. And as free as we think we are, in my opinion, we're, you know, just one or two advancements away from slavery. I mean, I feel like we
Well, generally the electoral college votes in the way they're supposed to vote, but I guess you're right, they could
potentially
do whatever they wanted.
I kind of the way I feel about voting is that it's essentially, especially when you're talking about presidential elections, you're talking about something that's mathematically insignificant. So, I know in 2008 Barack Obama took New Hampshire by 60,000 votes. Now, if I was able to retract my vote or change my vote or do whatever it was, it wouldn't change the fact that there's no way I could change what the outcome here in New Hampshire was for those four electoral college votes. I couldn't do anything, right? Like, I could vote for Barack Obama. I could vote for McCain. I could vote for whoever was running for the Libertarian, Bob Barr. I could vote for a variety of people in that election, and it wouldn't change the outcome because I am mathematically disenfranchised
from
the process.
Even if it did change the outcome, it wouldn't matter anyway. I think that's what Jake's getting at here, is that it doesn't matter who wins, we're going to lose.
No, Jake's saying that the Electoral College is the one who ultimately makes the decision, and that is a true statement.
Well, I think he was making a larger statement, Mark. Maybe you weren't paying attention. Yeah,
a little
right,
bit
so.
Of both. Yeah, like, who is this supposed Electoral College that votes? I mean, if things weren't supposed to hit the fan, then the Electoral College wouldn't have voted Bush. And, I mean, I'm somewhat a conspiracy theorist, too. I know there are people who lost family members in 9/11, but, I mean, who's to say that that wasn't us? I mean, I'm not trying to start a topic and go off and just bash 9/11 and all this and that.
Well, we know it wasn't us because we weren't in the planes and we're here right now talking. But I think you mean the United States, people from the government, et cetera. But I agree with you that definitely whoever it is that wins the election, whether Republican or Democrat, the U.S. is going to become a more enslaved nation over that time frame. It doesn't matter who wins. And we're already in slavery. It's just a more subtle form of it. It's not like chattel slavery where there's a man with a whip standing behind you or, you know, on a horse behind you as you're slaving in a field. Now the men have guns and uniforms, and they drive cars, and they're called police, and they will enforce the rules on us on this big, large plantation called the United States. And if you don't do what Master says, Master being the federal government or your state government, then they will hurt you, and they'll put you in a cage, and they'll humiliate you. And if basically, if you've got to turn over the money that you earn to somebody else to decide what to do with, you're their slave, right?
Well, I got one more thing to say before I get off this line, and people might want to deny it, people might have never heard of it, people might not believe it, but I just got three things, or I got three letters for you, and that's NWO, and you might want to Google those, and you might want to Google martial law, because that's going to take its course here pretty soon, and we are going to be a militarized country, and we're not going to be able to leave this place, and things are going to be bad.
Thanks for your call, Jake. I don't know about the whole NWO thing. I mean, I see where people are coming from with that. I think that that's a distraction, but I agree with him that the police state is certainly on the rise. There's evidence for that. That's crystal clear. That is happening. And the people that want to stop immigration or whatever, or crack down on the supposed illegal immigrants, they're the ones who are going to usher in an even greater police state with even more checkpoints, house-to-house searches, businesses being raided. That's a lot of those things are already happening.
Yeah, they're not going to declare martial law because they don't have to declare martial law. What if you think about the marathon bombers there in Boston, when they went hunting for those guys, they didn't declare martial law when they drove military vehicles into the streets of the United States.
Did it.
They did. They put a curfew, essentially a 24-hour curfew down, locked everybody in their houses, and then did house-to-house searches. They didn't declare martial law because they don't care to.
Let's go on here. We've got Michael. He is in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
I promise to be better than the Michael from Tennessee.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I want to go ahead and talk about the 17-year-old, which is what you originally started the hour out by.
Yes.
he actually stood up for what he did because he knew what he did was wrong. Freedom of speech, yeah, that's fine. But when you use it to facilitate, help financially, and he also helped people get to Syria. Okay? He knew what he was doing was wrong.
Informed
they didn't
him,
even
yeah.
convict him. They didn't even convict him. He actually pled guilty.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to say to you. He even stood up for what he did knowing that it was wrong.
Well, I think that the vast majority of people in the United States plead guilty. There are, sadly...
Especially, yeah, that's the being an adult about it and knowing what you did wrong and knowing you got caught.
It's not wrong to speak.
Do you believe that people that take pleas are being an adult about it? Because I have to take issue with that. I'm not talking about this particular circumstance because what you're saying concerns me greatly. And the reason is because... It's in this country where you're supposed to have your day in court, you're talking about the vast majority, far larger than 99% of people who are arrested never see their day in court because the system is so stacked against them. I would say that the plea bargain is, in fact, an un-American, fundamentally un-American idea. The only people it benefits are guilty people who get lower sentences and government bureaucrats paid to do a job that they're not having to do, which is lawyers that are...
What about court time and aggravation and disappointment to bring a jury in there and take it through 7 or 8 steps of convicting a guy that knows he did wrong?
Well, that's an argument...
Both sides are getting a trade-off for a plea bargain.
Those sides aren't my concern.
The person doesn't tie up the court system for 3 months and start serving his due because he did wrong, and the state doesn't have to deal with how do I got to prove what we've already proved enough to get him arrested.
I don't really care what the outcomes are for guilty people or government bureaucrats we're supposed to be paying to get justice out of. Those people are supposed to have to go through the court system.
Hey, sure, Michael, should I be able to publish bomb-making instructions on the Internet?
Yeah, you can. You can go ahead and publish them all you want.
Publish bomb-making instructions saying you should use these bombs to attack American troops or to help ISIS, then all of a sudden it's a crime?
Nope, but I tell you what, teaching somebody how to send money to them and teaching somebody how to physically get over there, those are illegal. And
free speech, man. Free speech. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You don't support free speech, then don't be surprised when yours gets restricted, too.
Messages for home intruders. The cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property. Criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for 1 full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I will not give you the phone lines at this point because the phones are loaded. And it is the remaining moments of the live Saturday edition. If you don't get on with us here tonight, don't worry. We've got a Sunday show that we do as well. Even if it's not carried on your local radio station, you can always listen online anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. Now, our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So some of you are listening on the radio, you're listening later on. You might be listening to this tomorrow or whatever. Of course, when you're listening to it, it'll be today, but it'll be yesterday, etc. Anyway, we're delayed broadcast, and if you want to join the show live, then you can call us, even if you aren't listening live at that time. So tomorrow night, we will be doing a live Sunday show, just as we do every single night. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com.
So at my house, we've come up with a solution for this whole Obamacare thing. For us, the costs of health care have gone up, and we needed a solution. The solution that we found was Liberty Health Share. So what a health share is something different than insurance. It's people who are sharing with each other the burdens of health care. And it's completely legal, above the board. The health shares have been around for a very long time. And they allow us to do this in an efficient fashion. And for us, it's about almost half the cost. I wouldn't say half the cost, just above half the cost, but only marginally above half the cost. If you want to get involved, at least check it out. If you're paying for your own health care, you should consider this. LibertyHealthShare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. I'll give you the telephone number, too. People who can't go on the internet right now. 1-855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58 Liberty, libertyhealthshare.org.
To the phones, to the phone. Robert, listening in Indy to WIVC. Hello, Robert.
Hey, yeah, this is me, Robert.
Welcome, you're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, it's the first time listening to you guys. It's an amazing show.
Thanks.
Awesome. So I wanted to share with you about a friend of mine. His name is Sam Bradbury from Lafayette, Indiana. He got, I don't know if you heard about his case or whatever, but he got arrested last year or the year before for making terroristic threats on Facebook. He was going to blow up the courthouse and kill some cops, and he, like, claimed allegiance with those cop killers out in Las Vegas.
Hmm. That's been some time. Yeah, that's been some time, yeah.
Yeah, so what's interesting is that, you know, he's been sitting in jail. I don't think they've actually, like, sent him to prison or anything, but he's not going to get 11 years. And that kid, like, 17 years old, is probably going to do 11 years for basically just giving information. And this guy was actually making threats. And, you know, they raided his house and found bomb-making materials and stuff. And he's probably, I mean, not...
I'd say that on the radio. Sorry, dude, we're doing a live radio show. And I see where he's coming from, though. It is effed up that what is happening with these free speech attacks. I did pull up the Sam Bradbury story he was referring to. He actually was convicted, found guilty in this Facebook threat case back in July of this year. The post that he made, supposedly where he intended to kill four public officials and destroy public property, including the courthouse, the post, which is parents, friends, and attorneys, defended as satire, articulated plans to, quote, purge the vile pig scum from this land and restore constitutional rights to the people. He'd been indicted initially on one federal charge, willfully making a threat to use fire or explosives. The second charge was added in May, alleging that he maliciously conveyed false information in an attempt to carry out an attack with fire or explosives. But he didn't actually attack anyone with fire or explosives. And I don't think an angry Facebook post that was likely written in response to something that the awful government did should result in somebody going to prison.
It sounds like he's upset with Muslims, isn't he?
I didn't read his actual post. I couldn't tell you about it. It sounds like he's upset with the government in this man's case. And, of course, you know, when you go against the government, they go against you as hard as they possibly can.
Oftentimes that's the case.
I wish we had more time to look into it, but we don't at the moment. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. George, listening in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, I want to say I love this country. It's the best country in the world, and I believe in free speech. But I will not let free speech let me publish or say things that would be detrimental to the safety of this country and its citizens. That's all I got to say.
Well, so then you don't believe in free speech then. So you don't get an exception to free speech.
I said, oh, yes, you do.
No, you don't. It's either free or it's not, sir.
These people that do things against this country that would be detrimental in their speech and publish things should move out of this country and
no.
go somewhere.
I'm not going anywhere, and it is my goal to do whatever I can to be the detriment to the United States.
You liberals are all the same. You talk in circles, and you ain't going to change my mind on it.
Sir, I am not a liberal, nor am I a conservative. You don't even know who you're talking to. Thank you for the call tonight. I am a liberty-minded person. I believe in freedom. I think you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you do not harm anybody else. And the U.S. federal government and your local state and local governments are doing harm to peaceful people on a regular basis, and I will say and do whatever I can to undermine their legitimacy as much as I possibly can, and I'm going to do it right here from my studio in Keene, New Hampshire. Because I already have moved for more freedom. I moved here as part of the Free State Project, which you can learn more about if you love liberty, unlike that last guy, at freestateproject.org. Let's go to Scott, listening in Wilmington. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Well, the last caller, I'm not a liberal, and I'm a member of the Leave Me to Blank Alone party. but the founding fathers, for that last caller, the founding fathers were all radicals, and they were all of the mind that free speech and even talk against the government was protected speech, that you should speak out against your government if it's doing things that goes against the Constitution and against freedom and liberty. But I think with that guy out in that got arrested, I think they found bomb-making materials at his house, so that, I mean, his threats made it a credible threat, I would think.
Still, though, I mean, like I said, I haven't read his threats, so I don't know exactly what it was that he said on Facebook. I don't have that in front of me. But it shouldn't be illegal to have bomb-making materials. If you did specifically say that you're going to bomb someone, specific or a specific location, I could see that as a legitimate threat. I could understand.
I see a threat as an issue. But one of the things is, when I hear bomb-making materials, I'll bet you they can find find something at your house and my house that would be considered bomb-making materials. And I also, I'm always afraid of when people talk about, you know, people being caught with child porn. I'm like, well, what do they mean? Do they mean a picture of somebody who's 16, or do they mean a picture of somebody who's 16 months? And
both
I just don't
of them
know.
Would qualify under the law, unfortunately. Scott, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Chris in Charlottesville. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate the discussion. Sure. Just got 2 points. One is just a statement you may want to fact check. I think martial law was instituted by Nixon, and it was never taken back. But I just leave that alone.
I've heard that from under Lincoln. I've heard that claim a few times.
Okay, well, the main point I called, and this is sort of a philosophical point, I think a lot of people confuse freedom with lawlessness. The ability to do whatever you want is not freedom, and I do not believe. But I believe it really comes down to the ability to discern, is there such a thing as evil? Is there a defined thing we can look at and say, no, is there a defined line between what you're free to do, what is... You know, like you said, bomb-making materials. Well, they can come in my house. They can find refrigerant and different things that can make hazing gas that could be poisonous. I mean, it gets a little fuzzy, but I think the real issue is we're really at war, and we just don't know it. We are actually at war with an ideology of Islam, and that's going on right now.
Well, you know no, sir. But one of the reasons that the United States is at war, you say we, I'm not at war with
I'm
them.
Not
I don't want war with these people.
Right. I like
them. But one of the reasons that the United States, they may want war with me, I'll give you that. But the reason is because people in Washington, D.C. keep on effing with them. They installed the Shah of Iran in the 1950s, and they won't stop messing with them.
You're right. But I don't think they care whether they mess with or not. The ideology of Muslims is total...
No, sir.
Just you guessing. Just we don't have any idea how they would react.
Just stop for a moment. Just stop here, right here, right now, Chris. I'm going to put you on hold because we're out of time. But to just to be painting all Muslims with a black brush like this is completely unfair. Muslims, by and far, the supermajority of them are peaceful people, peace-loving people. I like all of the Muslims that I know personally, and there may be some radicals, like there are radical Christians who are willing to do violence. Okay, we're talking about the radical ones, not an entire religion. So, out of time for tonight. But if you want to talk more...
Have you actually read the Quran?
I actually have, yes, the entire thing.
I happen to know that, yeah.
So, we'll see you tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Enjoy your weekend, and go to freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stocco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.